Coming up, the latest earnings report from Tesla has them underperforming big time, yet stocks remain okay and optimism is at an all-time high. Let's try to make sense of this. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Tesla Motors reported second quarter results on Wednesday, underperforming on earnings. However, shares just seem to waver in after-hours trading, which highlights the very special place Tesla holds in the stock market. Here to expand on this is MarketWatch reporter Jennifer Booten, who joins us in studio right now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, thanks.
It's so interesting because there's this feeling that Tesla is different. Its vision is different. There's this feeling of hope and wonderment about it. And as such, investors behave differently than they would in the market. Let's shed a little light on this first because they underperformed in earnings. Let's just break that down really quickly. How'd they do?
Pretty bad. They posted a loss of $300 million, and that was worse than feared on Wall Street. The problem is they are ramping up all of these costs, and they're investing a lot in the Gigafactory and rolling out their new models, such as the Model 3, which is supposed to be their more affordable consumer car. But in doing so, their costs are just flying through the roof. And when you get back to kind of how you preface that question, the stock today is okay. I mean, it was flat for a while, went up a little bit, and I think it might be a little bit down now, but I believe what is happening is that investors and analysts both are kind of, it's that we are optimistic in the long-term future of this company. It's almost as though they're betting in Elon Musk's vision than actually looking at the fundamentals of the company at this exact moment and making kind of an overall sound financial decision that you might with another company.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about this on the podcast for a while now, that just Tesla's different somehow. And then you look at Elon Musk's recent master plan. You mentioned the cost, pardon my French. By most analysts' expectations, is going to bleed money for the company. At a certain point, you figure reality must set in. And, you know, optimism is a wonderful thing, but as far as analysts go, are the expectations, is anyone really just saying, hey, wait a second, how long can this really last?
Not really. It's cautious optimism, really. The average rating on FactSet on the stock is equivalent to hold. So they're not, the vast majority of analysts aren't saying, hey, go out and buy this right now, which is interesting. But despite that, and the fact that the 12-month price targets on the stock, which is where they think it's going to go, it really only implies 5% upside. So it's really not that much. But the overall optimism in these notes and what they're telling people is really high. And I think that's because they really are putting that vision. I mean, a lot of analysts have said, you know, well, this is wrong and these costs are high and we're not sure what they're going to do about this, but we still believe their long-term vision is really strong and intact. So you're like, okay, you're right. But again, like you said, master plan, they keep coming up with all of these cost draining or money draining initiatives. And it's very aware that that's what they're doing. But then you have Elon Musk on the call just so optimistic saying, oh, we're not bleeding money. It's fine. And everyone's like, okay.
It's so unprecedented. Can you actually, I'm just curious, the tech sphere is a big moneymaker these days, but can you think of anything comparable in the recent, you know, in recent happenings in the stock market that can compare to this dichotomy?
This is a very interesting and unique case. The only other company that I compare it to in my mind is Apple, because Apple really has such a strong following that there's times when it seems like they've been having more trouble recently because they've had iPhone declines and that has hurt them a little bit. But for a long time, even when growth was slowing a little bit or there were signs, people would always just pour money into the stock for a very long time. It's the world's most valuable company. It got there partially for that reason, but partially because they had really good sales, and that's the difference. At least Apple has strong fundamentals. They have so much cash, although most of it's held overseas. Tesla is unique in that, yes, it has that cult-like following similar similar to Apple, but they don't have the foundation right now to kind of back it up. So it really is this company that's based on all chalk and hopes and dreams and this view of technology in the future being so fabulous. And it's a great image. And I think that electric cars and autonomous cars is a very interesting and potentially really innovative new technology. But it's tough to when you're a public company and you have shareholders that you need to kind of answer to.
Right.
It's very tough to have such a long-term vision, and that's a whole other topic. But you know, that speaks to the troubles of going public versus staying private. Private companies, you might be able to do that a little bit more than you can.
It's just such an interesting phenomenon. Jen Bouton, thanks so much for the insight today.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Jennifer Bouton. She is a MarketWatch reporter based in New York City. That'll wrap it up for the Tech News Briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.